Proclamation number 8948 of 4th of March, 1965. Doubting the perfection of God. Since only a short time is still given to you on earth, since the end is frighteningly close and therefore no time is at your disposal anymore, where you can work for me, your task is also a far more difficult one, and it will require all your power, all your commitment, if you still want to be able to speak of successes. And it is also no easy work, which you are to do for me, because it is still a matter to send a ray of light into darkness, which is to shine brightly, so that you recognize it, which darkness the opponent has already imposed on you, and you can only unmask his goings on through the light from above. Believe it to me that he always only wants to present me in my image to you men distorted, that he thereby hopes for greatest success when my nature is presented to you wrongly, and that you men do not think about it because he also keeps your thoughts tied up. But I will again and again give you a light from above, although only few men allow such. But the few just have the task to carry the light further to give information about it that I am a God of love, who desires nothing more longingly than that he wins back his creatures as his children. And as a God of love I therefore reveal myself again and again, as a God from whom you once emerged perfectly, and that I will remain a God of love until all eternity. As soon as you lose this belief that I can only be supremely perfect, you will also have fallen prey to a misguided teaching which he, as my adversary, has only placed into the world in order to cloud your view, precisely so that you should no longer recognize me as what I am. And so he therefore succeeded in putting doubt into my perfection, and I therefore have to reveal myself again and again to you and do this in view of the end with all urgency, by me again explaining to men both the act of creation as well as the fall into the deep with all clarity, so that they are to think for themselves and have to recognize the nonsense of that what my opponent presented to them. Again and again he makes use of those who want to work for me because he can intervene into their mind when only the opportunity is offered to him. But now the end is imminent, and I therefore sent a strong spirit of light to earth, which can offer resistance to him, and through this pure truth is once again supplied to you, which however likewise presupposes your free will to accept. For no coercion will be done to your free will. But I do not want that a man moves in wrong thinking, who is serious about truth. And that is why you are also to recognize your mission as urgent and serve me with the whole use of your will. Because only in this way can clarity be given in the question, which also concerns the greatest problem. The perfection of my being. In which you all must believe if you don't want to doubt my greater than great love, which I bestowed on everything that came forth from me and which truly did not want you to distance yourselves from me either. But which, in the end, also allows all evil you have done to take effect in such a way that it serves you for perfection. You are never allowed to doubt my love, because it let you come into being. It continuously shone at you, and its effect was light and power, brightest knowledge and might, which also would never have withdrawn from you, if you yourselves would not have resisted its acceptance. But then also the influence of that power on you is obvious, to which you had fallen prey, and this power will keep you in darkness, because you can only then resist its will when you express your desire for me. Then my love will be bestowed upon you again, then I will reveal myself to you again and give you fullest clarity, and you will be able to distinguish error from truth. For only through truth alone can you become blessed. But error keeps you back in darkness, for it is its share, which is and will remain my adversary for an eternally long time. Amen.